The third step is the separation of solid and liquid. It is essential, after grinding and blending, to use a method that allows us to separate the liquid phase, containing the olive oil, and the solid phase, consisting of the pulp, bones, and other dry matter of the olive. Layers of olive paste are placed between esparto baskets, calling it a cargo, or a charge, each time a press was completed and pressure began to be applied. In this oil mill, the pressure was carried out by a hydraulic press with a capacity of 20 bushels in each position, acquired along with the rest of the machinery at the Ibero-American Exhibition in Sevilla in 1929. The realization of the charge of the capachos with the olive paste must be well balanced so that the pressure is distributed appropriately. Typically, the charge or cargo master was responsible for this work. He was helped by the mill boy who transported the paste from the mixer, already beaten, to empty it onto the capachos. The hydraulic press works according to Pascal's principle, with a cast cylinder on which a piston moves, pushed by the pressurized water compressed from a pump. The inventor of the hydraulic press was an English mechanic, Joseph Bramah, at the end of the 18th century. The hydraulic press took many years to spread in Spain. The residue resulting from the press was introduced into a vertical shredder with metal mesh discs.